We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're getting ready for the Bills home opener. It's a routine that thousands of fans look forward to every year. Eric Matuio is joining us live. We call him Hammer. He owns Hammer's Lot off Abbott Road. You've been running this lot for years. So, Hammer, is there a learning curve when it comes to the first game each season?
No, I think we pretty much have it down. We've been doing this now for 34 years, and it's pretty much the same game plan every year. It's not too complicated, just molecular positioning, putting stuff here and putting it over there.
Now for you and some of the other private lot owners, you know, the Bills have made a lot of noise about something they're doing in the bus and RV lot with their new tailgate village, kind of aimed to crack down on some of the things that was maybe one of the last rowdy stadium lots. Is there any concern you or some of the other landowners in the area that that might push some of that traffic to some of the private lots instead, those who still want to, you know, have an old-fashioned party, so to speak, before the Bills games?
Well, I know some of the lots have taken the buses. I'm not really interested in that. I cater to the customers that have been with me for a while, basically the cars and that, which I know a lot of the people, so that helps control the rowdiness. I know I'm getting phone calls still, even yesterday, for a couple of buses. People are looking for spots. So I don't know. As I understand, there's only 10% of the buses from in the past that will be in the stadium lot. So are these other people going to be driving cars, other arrangements? Hard to say.
Are your customers regular? I mean, do they come every week pretty much?
I would say a good 60% is the same customers.
Okay. But do you think you'll see maybe a lot more that are coming from other lots because of this whole new tailgate village?
Well, there might be some walk-ins. That's always a concern. We police the property pretty well and make sure we're very visible and stuff and vocal that what to expect, also with signage and stuff. And this is something that's going to shake out, just like when they did the Disney-style parking many years ago. It was a little rough at the beginning, but within a couple games, everything was very smooth.
All right, so I want you to listen to a little bit. This is Andy Major with the Bills from yesterday, some of what he had to say.
We don't want the issues to be leaving our lots and just happening in other lots. Nobody wants that. We just want fans to have a great time, to tailgate responsibly, and be safe. Don't jump off of a school bus onto a table and snap your leg in half.
So that's what the Bills are hoping to do. Now, I know in the past we've talked with you, it's not a problem in your lot, but I know you talk with a lot of the other people who own lots around there. How big of a concern is that going into the season? Is it something that you look at and say, you know, this is going to happen a few times. It's one of these things we live with. Is it something that people are actively trying to discourage? Or is it maybe for some lot owners who say, hey, come on, get in here and get rowdy?
Yeah, I think exactly how you stated that. Some of us are very concerned about it. I mean, there's a guy that had a spinal injury from jumping off the table. I mean, is that really worth getting your 5 seconds of fame on YouTube or on the social media? I think other people just start some parking lots, especially more of the bigger ones, are just in it for taking the money, and really that's all their main concern. And if you hurt yourself, then, you know, that's you're hurting yourself. Hopefully they have enough insurance that'll cover it, because there could be consequences.
How do you enforce responsible tailgating?
Well, a lot of signage, and I'm also walking up and down the roads, talking to everybody, thanking them, setting my personality up, which I'm a little grumpy in the morning, and they know not to get me too riled up, and that because I don't have no problem kicking people off the property, which my signs say that you can be ejected for any reason, You know, I don't go crazy just because you said something wrong, but if you're doing something actions and you disrespect, then you're out of there. You go into another lot. So we try to keep a mature tailgating atmosphere.
Atmosphere has got to be sky high. I mean, the Bills, I can't think of a home opener where they start the home opener at 2-0, and then you've got the Patriots coming in the very next week. I mean, are you prepared for two of maybe the busiest games, two of the most exciting games tailgate-wise of the year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this weekend is going to be just plain crazy with the poncho celebration in the lot on Saturday. And the amount of stress and then getting the lot ready for Sunday. And I think I might have to take next week off just to recoup before the Patriots game. And, I mean, it is something – it's kind of a different feeling, but a good feeling being 2-0 and possibly 3-0 by Sunday night.
Yeah, don't get too far ahead of yourself, right?
Yeah, you mentioned poncho. What sort of special celebration do you have this week?
Well, we're bringing the family will be in the lot from 2 to 6 o'clock on Saturday. Parking is free for anybody. It's like a wake, but it's still a tailgate per Ezra's wishes. He was in my lot many times for the openers. And so we have a nice presentation, pictorial, videos, and some other memorabilia and stuff. And so everybody is welcome to come. Like I said, it's free in case you want to put a donation in. A 100% volunteer. All the money goes to the family.
Okay, so the public's invited. It starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Correct. From 2 to 6, the family will be there. So right. We hope to see people there. And if you have a picture with Poncho and you, because Poncho will never turn down a picture, please bring that. And we want to put that on the remembrance wall. And then at the end, we're going to put that in an album and give it to the family for all time's sake.
Hammer, thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right. Enjoy the weekend. That's Hammer, otherwise known as Eric Matuio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.